notice what is happening, what kind of patterns are happening in our mind and our body, because it is our bodies that will allow us to bring in what the ascension is offering. And as the whole universe is deeply shifting right now, our body is the place where we can actually let this come in. And to the extent that we can't be present with the truth of what we're feeling in our body, that will block and that will turn what is available into theory. And theory is ultimately useless unless it's embodied. So we're really needing to receive the value of what's available at this time in history to really inhabit the feelings of the body. So we're breathing and just noticing it in the body. Would anyone like to share anything they're noticing?
Hello?
Hello?
It's distorted.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay. Could you hear what I said about the body?
Yes.
Okay. So what happened on the 20th of the month is that we really went into high gear universally, and the option to be in the angelic world or to be in one of the lower vibrational worlds became a momentary option. So whereas for the last many years people have been really asked to do a lot of clearing and cleansing, and that's still very available, what's being offered now is the opportunity to create instantaneous realities. And what that requires, and the angels will just come right in, the masters will come right in and work with you.
Mm.
So what that requires is a choice to align yourself with the truth of what you're intending. Like, there's no more space for victimhood. And so in the moment, you tell yourself a story. You're either doing one of two things every moment. You're either in the intention of tuning into the infinite, and you can tune into the infinite through unconditional love. You can tune into the infinite through unconditional anything, peace, abundance. Or you're giving yourself an excuse, a victim story, to do a rerun of something that's really not even the truth. It's not even happening. It's in your mind. And so when... Hi, Jesse boy. And so when you're rerunning, there's only a few reasons to do a rerun. One is because you're just being habitual and you're not noticing and you're just doing a habit instead of seeing the potential. Two is because the healing that needs to occur hasn't happened, and you're indicating to yourself that you need to do some clearing out and cleaning out. And three is because you don't believe that you have infinite potential, so you go back to looking for analysis, why this happened or how it happened, when it actually never happened. It's all in your mind. So the opportunity in the moment is to really ask yourself, what is my commitment? Is it to my intention or my victimhood? Those are your only choices left. And the outpicturing is going to go really fast now. So today, when the fires were reminding all of us of how precious life is and asking us to purify our hearts, the only opportunity was to be in the moment and purify the heart or go into stories or victimhood. And that's what's happening with people all. And I think everyone knows, but maybe you don't, that Santa Cruz is on fire today. So it really brought to people's attention the preciousness of how life is. and the fires are still burning, but I think most people are fine. And they're getting them out, but 500 people were working with them, and fire people, and I was talking to the fires, and what the request from the elements to the humans was to start purifying our heart at the deepest, deepest level, to have an intention of letting the heart be purified. And so the opportunity in each moment is to either align with the universal will and let that come through you, or you're going to be challenged greatly by all your own agendas, and it will be hard to give them up. So when you realign yourself with the universal will in your heart and you just ask for that, then what you need comes, and you feel this tremendous love. So to design your own reality with that, you start your morning, you have the opportunity to start your morning and your evening with asking for the way you want to design it. So if you want to design it in happiness, you give yourself permission to be fully happy, and you invite in, what I do is I invite in people who are aligned with me. So I now give myself permission to take my biggest stance in the world and touch multiple millions of lives with love and awakening. And so each morning when I wake up, I ask that all the beings from the whole universe who support my endeavor come and be with me. That's only who I want to play with now. And I give myself permission to be in complete wellness. So then I ask that all the beings, people, human, benevolent light beings, plants, insects, whoever can align with that to show up. And you can feel, I can feel my house and my neighborhood just filling up with beings. And I state all my intentions, and then because we can't do anything alone, we can only do things in community. We have to speak our truth of what we're creating out loud, and that will magnify it and make it so. So we ask that those who will mentor us and those who will be in community with us to create our dreams coming true come and be with us and align with us, because we need that support. And then when we do that internally, and we do that on that soul level in the morning and the night, then during the day, that gets reflected. Who shows up in our reality immediately gets reflected. Different people call or run into you because of the reality you're creating. And if you're choosing to create from your deepest reality, the serendipities you need will just start showing up really, really, really fast. So who would like to share anything about that or a question?
I would like to share, this is Paula. I've been finding manifesting happening really quickly. I asked for shelves. I've been putting things into a storage area and creating an outside prep room for raw food preparation. And I had my son scheduled for next weekend to do this. And he phones me and said, I will do it this weekend. So it happened immediately.
Awesome. Wonderful. Yes. That's great. Wonderful. Who else would like to share?
Well, this is Valdemar. I've been feeling pretty strange in the last few days, telling myself to flow, and feeling the need to just let go. It's really strange that we're having this conference today, because I feel like it reflects the feelings that I've had for the past few days, where I feel more drawn towards just letting go and let life flow through me and do what I desire to do without any fear and without any anxiety that I've been feeling for actually 3 days ago.
Beautiful. As the new
shift, just a confirmation.
Beautiful. As the new shifts come into the planet, what happens, what I've been observing for the last 3 or 4 years, is that the pressures, the old ways, will get really strong and push on everybody's buttons really, really intensely, and then there'll just be a burst, and people break through to their new way. And we were building up to another one that happened on May 20th, so that makes perfect sense.
I've been feeling really physically, have been feeling kind of ill, and so... Mm-hmm. Don't know if that has something to do with it. I'm trying to get rid of some stuff, I'm sure. And been kind of difficult for the past couple of days.
Got it.
Kind of like headaches and palpitations and depression, that type of thing. But also at the same time, feeling a lot of love at the same time.
Beautiful.
But I think I have, you know, what I need to do is, like we mentioned, that you mentioned, is to tune in and ask for it.
Yeah, ask for what your intention is. And see, what happens is our opportunity as we align with Universal Source is to start to experience everything and notice it's not us. It's just what's passing through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in an email dialogue with someone just a few minutes ago who said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be at the seminar. His name's John. I'm sure he's fine with me using his name. And because I might need to make up a new dream, or he thought his vision or his dream wasn't fitting in. And I might not have clearly understood the email, but what I felt was there was some idea in his mind about what his dream or vision needed to be, and it doesn't need to be what anything other than what it is. So I was telling him that what happens in a people think that what happens as you become more, as you awaken, as you become more into the neutral love, that you have this like perfection. It's the opposite. The more I've allowed myself to birth into the universal love, the more my experience of all day is the universe, the more things I have to cure and heal in myself. I go through hundreds of attachments a day. I go through hundreds a day of noticing weaknesses, illnesses, personality imbalances, personal agendas. It becomes more and more subtle, more and more quick, and you don't ever get perfect. You notice more and more you're imperfect, and you start to notice more and more that you're just a universal agent of everyone's imperfection. But you're not in judgment anymore because you're universal. You're not identifying with your headache or your good feeling or your accomplishment or your failure. You're identifying with what you are, which is your love and your neutrality. And from that, you have to be everything, and you have to just keep offering everything up. So awakening doesn't make you perfect by any means, and it doesn't spare you of your humanhood. It makes you all the more acutely aware of your humanhood. But there's not a pain because you no longer think that you are your pain. So if your elbow hurts, you're experiencing a sensation, and that's what it is. And if you have a career success or failure, you're observing all the emotions that go with that, but on a deeper level, you're being aware that really what you are is the love, and you're observing the play of the personality. So whether it's emotional discomfort or physical discomfort, as soon as we can step out of our I and notice the place we are that's deeper than that, it's a very different game than when we think that's what we are. So who would like to share?
That makes it so clear, this Miriam. It makes it so, you know, the whole, Valdemar and I talked about the neutrality and how it would be to get there and not be affected so much. And it seems like that's the answer to what I've been looking for the past few days. And
thank you.
It's and just it's observing and being in the moment. And thank you.
Thank you. And that's why you pick from, like, there's 99 names or 101, I always forget, of Allah in one religion. And I honor every single religion. And in one religion, there's a 99 or 101 names of Allah, and what that means is there's God is every aspect. Goddess is every aspect. So we can be enlightened through abundance, and we can be enlightened through poverty. But what's so special about this time is we keep getting to choose. So you get to choose every moment. So if you choose to be enlightened through love, joy, peace, and abundance, it shows up. It will show up. So that's why you want to create your intentions really strong. Because right now, what you choose is going to start, everyone around you is going to get it. Everyone's going to feel it. And the more you choose from the unconditional, you're going to affect people a lot more deeply than if you're choosing from reaction. Because that vibration of the unconditional just goes way deeper and farther into many than a reaction energy. Mm-hmm. So you can counteract hundreds of people's reaction energies by balancing them when you go into your unconditional space, when you choose that. It's such a profound gift for us, because we are everyone. So it's a profound gift when you choose that, and when you forget, it's okay. And then you get to choose again.
Wow.
Yeah.
So reminding us.
Yeah,
I've been feeling that more and more. From day to day, I'm slowly becoming more aware of myself, and there are more times where I'm aware of myself than before.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Good.
And I still get into little squabbles here and there, but within minutes I can realize that. And then it's just funny.
That's really great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We have new people coming. It's really interesting, helping more with the Miracle Ground I wanted to share about. I don't know if anyone's heard this story, but I had somebody had called. His name was Tom, and I'd spoken to him on the phone a number of times. And then when I was in North Carolina to teach the seminar, I was at a coffee shop. And I didn't know what he looked like because I'd never seen a picture of him. I only would have known him by voice. And I saw this guy walk outside the window of the coffee shop. I go, that's Tom. Mm. I just recognized him like I had always known him. And Richard was there because it's North Carolina seminar. I go, Richard, this is this guy Tom. And I recognize him. And we went outside and we said, are you Tom? And he's like, yes, it was Tom. And then Richard told me, he said, Tom is going to come and work with the Miracle Ground, and he's going to help us a whole bunch, and I wish he would just hurry up and realize it. And I was thinking, like, where does Richard come up with this stuff? Like, what on earth is he talking about? But Tom and I are now co-creating a cruise experience for a year from now. Actually, yeah, a year from now, to take people in business on a journey to assist them in making the way they do their business spiritually awakening, spiritually fulfilling for them and everyone in their business while being financially successful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all these players that it's very serendipitous right now. And then a long time ago I told Ray, I said, one of my best friends in high school got really into the S training because of me. I got my parents in, and then I got my friends in. And then I said, you know, and this was years ago. I haven't had anything to do with the S training for like 25 years. But I said, he ended up working on the staff for the S training, and he was enrolling people. Like, it was one of his jobs. And I said, for the Miracle Ground, we're not having anybody enroll anyone because people have to show up because they know they're supposed to be there. But he's going to show up in my life sometime, my friend from high school, and he's going to be a major liaison. So all of a sudden, I get this letter, and some archaeologist who I never even knew about was told her client to read my book, and her client was... I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. I'm looking them up on the internet. Her client is one of my best friend from high school, one of his best friends right now. So he's over, and he hasn't even come to the seminar, but he's like enrolling people into my seminars.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And I'm hoping he's going to be here with us in August or July is what I'm hoping.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everything's kind of really serendipitous right now. And he is the one that helped me start the seminars, because I was out of touch with him. I've been out of touch with him for years. He just found me on the internet. And when I was in graduate school, I'd been out of touch with him for years. And all of a sudden, my phone rang in Vermont. I'm doing my internship, and it was my friend from high school. And he said, "How are you?" And I said, "I'm horrible. I hate graduate school. I have no idea why I came here. I should have just stuck with what I was doing, because I had a theater troupe I created myself, and this whole thing's a mess." And he said, "No, no, no, no. You're supposed to do that. You don't need to have a theater troupe. You're not going to be having one in the future. And when you were having the theater troupe, you were teaching people to be love and light, and you're going to find a much better form for it." And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? But then I just said, okay. I don't know why, but I just knew, I just felt like it was a message from God, and I was supposed to listen. And he was right. I mean, I listened so deeply, I never forgot that. I thought about it like every day of my life, and that kind of gave rise to the whole miracle ground. So and then he just showed back up. It's really amazing to me how it's all working. Yeah. Who else would like to share?
Amazing that you asked for it and you just put it out there and you believe that it was the way it is, and it is the way it is.
What I've had to do is, because I've been in so much longing my whole life, and I realized, like, about 4 years ago, the longing was truly for God and Goddess, and nothing else for me could fulfill it. And once I got that, the longing never stopped, but it was both longing and being fulfilled, and it felt right. I finally got that it was my virtue. I thought it was a problem. I thought something was wrong with my heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought like I was depressed. I thought, and really I was in longing for, it was like, I got it. No, this is my gift. This is my gift. This is how I birth in the love from this deep longing. Mm-hmm. But then when the shift happened on May 20th, what I realized was now it's time to stand fully as the longing and its fulfillment all at once. And I can't long for anything to happen anymore. I have to be it. So I just shifted. I was like, I'm assisting multiple millions of people over the planet with love and awakening. I'm a multimillionaire, so all the funding needed to create every project for this is here. Mm-hmm. And so as far as I know, that's the truth. So whatever shows up in my reality that gives me evidence that that's true, like someone else signs up for Hawaii, to me it's evidence, or someone heard about my work somewhere, it's evidence. And now if something shows up that's not true, like, oh, a bill came and there's not enough money to pay it, it's like so irrelevant to me, because I got it that if I just live in the conviction of the reality I'm creating, it will show up. And all it needs is time, and it needs me to have 100% faith and never back down from it ever again. Because every time I backed down from it in the past, gave it room to crumble, and then I had to build it back up. And I'm shifting. I'm not willing to do that routine anymore. I just have to be what I'm here to be. It is the time. So I want to invite all of you to be what you're here to be. And the holiest thing you can be, for one person it will be doing a global vision, and for another it will be sweeping the floor. There's no better or worse. But whatever you're here to be, whatever the most holiest for you to be, it's your time to be it and not allow any excuses, because excuses will just do no good for you now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, who would like to share?
This is Paula. I will. This is an exciting time.
Yeah.
This is an exciting time.
Yeah.
And to hear each one of you share your experience and be transparent is it's uplifting. It's very uplifting.
Yay.
Yeah, and it holds that space
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Palmer.
I
really wanted to... Oh, go ahead. Valdemar.
Valdemar. I just wanted to say that I'm really happy and grateful that our paths have crossed and we can create a circle of support and invite others into our circle and expand this circle infinitely.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That felt so good to hear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Felt really right. Yeah. Notice how when we say something, we touch everybody in a way that we can actually feel it. We can feel what that means so deeply now.
Yes.
Would anybody like to, after the call, or tomorrow, just call Ken and Richard and just share with them about the call and let them know if they want to hear the tape that's available to them?
Okay.
You want to do that, Mariam? Or
yeah, sure.
Okay.
I can call. I'll call Ken.
Okay. Would anyone like to call
number.
Richard?
I don't have his number.
Okay. Would anybody like to call Richard?
I'll connect with Richard.
Okay. Yeah. And anybody can email me for info on how to hear the tape recording of this.
Uh-huh.
If you call Ken and Richard and they don't know how, I have sent them instructions in the past, but if they lost them or whatever, or they don't have them anymore because it was a while ago, they can just email me themselves and I'll send them instructions.
Thank you for being available and doing this. It really, really helped because I was going through some times where, you know, just wondering what the hell is happening. You know?
Yeah, it's been a really intense time. The energies have really been pushing people to next level, and it pushes on everyone, and everyone feels a lot going on. But the opportunity is what we talked about this evening. Yeah, I really wanted to thank you, Mariam, for everything you've been doing. The media schedule, even if I end up booking it directly, it's because of your and my energy that's causing all this shift, that's really creating a big momentum for the media schedule. And I'm really, really grateful.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And I wanted to thank you, Paula, for, handling the merchant accounts last year when I was clueless. And now I'm really into money. I love money. I study money every day. I get it. That money is just a dance. But I didn't get it at all a year ago. And you just cleaned it up so well, and you set the foundation so that now I could learn all that. So that the Miracle Ground's like a whole different agency now. It's just shifted big time, and everything has a different meaning. And thank you for helping so deeply to do that, so this could all occur in such a clean way. When the universe is really shifting, we're very, very clean. It's like, last year was an ending year. I was cleaning out so many of my old lifetimes, and that made the Miracle Ground cleaned out, and now we're just in this very clear, beautiful place, and it's because of everyone who's coming, and thank you, Waldemar, for coming and putting all your energy in and being there with me and Ken the other day. I feel your presence very deeply, and this is just amazing to me what's happening. It's almost beyond words. So I'm really grateful to all of you and to Ken and Richard and to everybody. And Graham's over studying with these two. We really want ITC to really serve lots of people, reach lots of people. And we have a lot to learn about internet marketing. We've both been learning a lot, and it's been coming into fruition. And he's taking some time this month to just study with these amazing consultants who are going to teach him a lot more about that. So I just want to be really thankful for Graham and all his perseverance too. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else anyone would like to share? Oh, one more thing. Have you guys seen a movie about, I think it's called, something about Farmer John, the real dirt on Farmer John.
Mm-mm.
Okay, this movie was so perfect. Ray brought it home, and it was this guy, you wouldn't believe what he went through. I totally related to him, like the miracle ground. I mean, he's an organic farmer, and he lived in the middle of around Chicago area. These people were accusing of being him being like a murderer, a devil worshiper, just because he was growing organic vegetables and he had all these artists over there. This guy went through so much, and then finally this clean energy just came in. He had to do so much for decades. I mean, he went through devastation. He went through all kinds of stuff, and something happened, and then all the help that was needed just showed up, and now he runs this beautiful organization where it's community farming, and all these people farm together on his property and grow community food. But it was like he had to go through so much crap and never, 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 never give up. And it all came around, and in the end, it came around like way beyond what he could have dreamed up. And now his theater troupe is performing. And so it was so inspiring because I watched it at the perfect time for me, and I just really got it about faith and commitment and staying true to the inner and the outer action no matter what's showing up. And so his girlfriend, I think, is coming to one of the seminars this summer. And that's just like really exciting for me. Yeah. She's a singer, and then she's a dancer and a singer. Yeah. I mean, I saw her in the movie.
What's her name?
Her name's Leslie.
What was her name? What was the name of the movie?
I think it's called, let's see, The Real Dirt. It's The Real Dirt on Farmer John. I'm going to pull it off the internet right now while we're talking. But yeah, all these really cool people are showing up to play with us.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm going to be coming over to Santa Cruz on around the 25th of June, 26th of June.
26?
So like around the end. Yeah.
Okay, let me see when the Friday is so we can see about a satsang.
So it'll be the 27th.
Okay.
The Friday.
June 27th. Okay, I have to double check and make sure I'll be in town, but if I'm in town, we can have a satsang here. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, we can have it. If I'm in town, let's have it at, let's see, 3 o'clock. Is that okay with everyone? Or is that okay with you, Maureen, 3?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be around, and I think I'll be back around June 4th.
Oh, okay.
Back in the Bay Area, too.
Okay. This is called The Real Dirt on Farmer John. That's the name of the movie. We got it from Netflix. The Real Dirt on Farmer John.
Funny.
What's also interesting is right now, Werner Erhard, who created the S Training that became, let's see, the forum that became Landmark, and he got, if I understand correctly, because I knew it, I was really young, it was the S Training, and I think he kind of got framed by a pretty powerful organization and people, some people, not the organization, some people in the organization were pretty jealous of him and did a whole number and I think paid his family to, who knows what the real truth is, but what he did, he had to leave the country. It turns out, I was always curious, where is that guy all these years? Or where he was going all over the planet, helping people to change their lives. He didn't stop. Nothing stopped him. He had to stay true to his truth to help wake up humanity. And now he's back in the public eye, which is really amazing because it's the time of the resurrection right now. It's the time of forgiveness. And in the past, the global leaders always got crucified and they died. And that's not the truth anymore of how the new archetype is they resurrect in the body. They don't need to die and come back in another body. They stay in the body. So it's really interesting that he's coming back in a movie at the end of this month to speak about where he's been all these years and his commitment that hasn't wavered. So I'm real curious about that and kind of excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much, everyone. I'm so happy you were able to get
thank
on
you.
The line. It's awesome to talk to you all and
thank
share
this.
Yeah.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you for bringing us together.
Yeah.
A great inspiration.
Yay. Well, have a beautiful evening.
All three of you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
You.
Lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you all.